Blog Talk Radio.
Into She Zone Radio with your host KC. A lot of you all love. I want to thank a lot of you all for hitting me up in the inboxes, emailing me and everything, saying, "Hey KC, come back with She Zone Radio." Guess what? I'm back. I'm live and full effect. And we're gonna just go ahead and talk about tonight's topic, which is online dating. The pros and cons of it. As you all know, She's on Radio does not have a co-host. You are the co-host, which means I'm going to be going down and getting each of you all's feelings, and we're going to discuss this topic, like, because this is a very, very, very interesting topic. Online dating. First, I'm going to go ahead and give my input on the online dating and how I feel about it. And while I'm getting my thoughts together, I want you all to press the number one so I can just go down the line and we can talk, hey? All right. Online dating. How do I feel about online dating? I feel like to each his own. Me personally, I'm not a big fan of meeting somebody online and building a relationship with them just because I am a people person, so I'd rather meet and greet on a face-to-face type of way of getting to know somebody. But I'm not going to knock it. I feel that sometimes the person that is for us may not be in our city, may not be on the phone. They might be way out in Timbuktu somewhere. And we'll never know unless we give it a try, right? So it's not for me. I have done it before. I've always met crazy women. When I say crazy, I do mean crazy. Talking about ching ching with the knife girl in the back of the neck type crazy. You know what I'm saying? But not all women are crazy, okay? You can meet your crazy one off the street, right? But that's how I feel about that situation. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go down the line. I definitely want to hear how you all feel about this topic, as it is a good one. So I want you ladies to press the number one right now so we can get into talking about this, because this is a very serious, serious, serious discussion. So if you would like to talk to me, KC the co, and you want to be the co-host, press the number one right now. Come on, don't be scared. Topic tonight is online dating. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for you all to press the number one, I would like to again thank you all for supporting She's on Radio, and I really do thank you all for the nice messages and everything that you have been giving to She's on and the support that you all have been dealing out. And I definitely want somebody to press the number one, because I definitely want to talk. I want somebody to talk to me. Don't be scared because of what I'm going to do next. I'm just going to go down the line, because there's a lot of you all ladies on here, and I know one of you all got some conversation from me, all right? So I'm going to press the number one. I'm going to start picking people out the bunch. I'm going to give you all 2 seconds. There we go. Whew! Somebody wants to talk to KC. That's what I'm talking about. Area code 207-399. Talk to me. What is your view on online dating?
Hey, Casey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine, and you?
T
team. She's on in the house.
I know that's right.
How do I feel about online dating?
Yes, how do you feel about it?
I'm kind of open to it. And the reason why I'm open to it is because I'm not as needy as I used to be.
Right.
So online dating gives me an opportunity to continue to work on me and not be so focused on the other person.
Right.
And I have experience with being smothered and smothering in the distant past. And I actually enjoy getting to know a person before I actually meet them.
Right.
It's kind of refreshing for me because it leaves something for the mind to wonder about. So I'm not opposed to it. I actually am for it. If it works for you, if you like it, I love it. And if it works for the person, it works for the person. Not everybody is made to do online dating because some people need that closeness and that contact all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not opposed to it. I'm all for online dating. See, and I've also met some whack jobs, too, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call the police on a stalker one time. I thought, yes. Lord, tapping into my email account, and I found out she was one of the world's greatest hackers.
Yeah, they are. You can pretty much be the crazy one. You know, I was saying online or offline. I think most of the women that I have met that were crazy was ones I have met on like Facebook or Downlink or MySpace or something like that.
Had me going to the bathroom, locking up all the, checking, making sure that all the windows and the doors were locked.
Yes.
And then locking myself in the bathroom while I take a shower. I was afraid that, like, Norman Bates was going to come through.
Yes.
So, yes, I am for online dating, and I'm so glad that She's On Radio is back on the block. Welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, too. You definitely was one of the biggest, how do I want to say it? I want to say inspiration. You really inspired me to come back and do the She's On Radio. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank you a lot for being the biggest supporter, the number one supporter of Team She's On, Suzanne. Definitely want to give you that recognition because definitely.
Thank you. I don't change. I'm the same person that you met a year ago, and next year I'm going to be the same person that you parlayed with this year.
Right.
I don't have multiple faces. I have one face. And I show that face consistently. And I don't have a problem with being me. And I'm glad that you don't have a problem with being you. And you keep being you and you keep doing what you do. I encourage you and I support you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and it's time. I know somebody else pressed the number one. Come on, people, press the number one.
It is definitely me
popular.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have one more person on the line, but I'm waiting on them to press the number one. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care if we have a three-way conversation going on right here. There's a couple more people that's listening, too, but somebody else needs to press number one because, look, online dating. I know we all have been through the craziness of dating someone online. Like, come on now.
Don't be shy. Let us hear it. This is a close, up close and personal conversation tonight.
Yes.
We get to be intimate with one another. I didn't say sexual. I said intimate. There's a difference. That should be another show. I'm just saying. Intimacy versus sexual.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. So, Kyle, let's get, come on, people, join in. Join in on the conversation. We can get this thing popping. Let's go.
Yes, sir. It's definitely, well, definitely, you know, so, instead of somebody else, person number one, let's talk about it. Tell me your experiences with online dating. Like, what was your worst experience with meeting somebody online?
2 years, with me?
Yeah, what was your worst experience?
My worst experience was 2 years ago. It was when I had, like, been reintroduced to Facebook, because I got introduced to Facebook 3 years ago, but 2 years ago I got reintroduced to it. And I really started becoming active on Facebook. And I had this one woman that I don't know how she found me. That was back when, like, I didn't know how to set my profile private.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know how she found me, but she found me. And she started telling people that I was her wife and that she was going to marry me. And she was moving me to Tallahassee, Florida. And I'm like, I don't know you from a fucking can of paint. How do you think you're going to move me from Connecticut to Florida? I don't think so. I've already been there and done that. So as time progressed, like, she would keep hitting me up. So I was like, okay, let me try and befriend her to, like, keep her at bay. I tried to befriend her. I was just being nice. I was being myself. Wasn't being sexual. No blah, blah, blah talk. No sexual talk. It was just strictly friends. What'd you do today? Oh, you know, I ate cornflakes for breakfast. You know, keeping it real basic. Well, she took me as trying to become more sociable with her as I liked her, and it went further, and she tapped into my email account. She found out who my family and friends were. She called my goddaughter and told my goddaughter that I said yes, that I was going to marry her. And then she proceeded to ask my goddaughter if she could have her information to get a cell phone turned on. Now, at the time, this is a 16-year-old girl. My goddaughter was 16 at the time. I called her up, and I called her every name except for the child of God, and told her to stay the F away from my family. I had to go through Facebook. I had to get a whole new account. I had to call the police in Tallahassee, Florida. I had to sign an affidavit stating her name, where she was from, or where she said she was from. Now, we can go on Facebook and say that we're from anywhere and we live anywhere. Like, for a long time, I had my status, my place where I lived as Hell, Michigan. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of poses online. Like, that's why I put up a bunch of pictures of me, not of anybody else. They're all of me. So that when someone friend requests me, they can see that I'm me. That's like I was talking to this young lady and found out that her name that she said that it was when she first introduced herself to me actually wasn't her name. But it's okay, because I understand a lot of people want to protect their identity. But like when you're like having an intimate conversation with me, not sexual once again, but an intimate conversation, like, introduce yourself as yourself. Don't give me your Facebook name. Give me your name, because I'm going to be straight up with you. My name is Susan Amelia Carrillo. I just use Susan Big and Sexy now because I'm just big and sexy and fabulous. But, like, be real. When you're approaching someone online, be real with them. If you want to get to know them on a more intimate level, be real with them. Let them know who you really are. You don't have to give them your address and your family's name and, you know, where your mama lives and your cousins live. No, but be real with that person and introduce yourself as yourself.
That's right.
I don't know. I just think it's bad business to, like, introduce yourself, because you're beginning a relationship with a lie. You're starting a friendship with a lie, you know. And friendships are based on what an intimate sexual relationship is based on. Trust, loyalty, honesty, you know, those are real basic but important, you know, things to, like, build a foundation. for any type of relationship, be it friendship, be it sexual, be it family, you know, in a workplace. Like, you have to have those three basic things: respect, loyalty, and honesty. Without those, no relationship will survive. And that's my take on it.
Man, what you just said right now was so 100% true, do you hear me? Like, I would just sit here like, you ever just had your ear on the phone, listen to a woman and just be like, ah, where has she been all my life? I swear, I would just sit there like, oh my God, like this guy, she is really telling the truth or something. Like, and not only that, you probably helped some other people that were listening just now. You definitely helped me. You definitely gave me some new wisdom what I need to take on to my next stage of relationships and meeting new people and stuff like that. I enjoyed that.
Be yourself. Be 100% yourself. And the person is going to do one of two things. They're either going to love you to death, or they're going to hate you, or not
right.
be able to stand you. I mean, and it's their choice. But at least I will have let them know who I am.
Right.
Not who some poser is, but who I am. Because I'm me all the fucking time. I don't care if I'm in the doctor's office, or I don't care if I'm walking down the street and someone bumps into me. Excuse me, I apologize for that. You know what I mean? I'm not a sucker, but I've learned to be polite, courteous, kind, compassionate. Those are all great qualities to have in a person. And like
right.
I've been told time and time again that I'm too soft. Well, fuck it. If I'm too soft, then I'm a fucking marshmallow. Oh, well.
That's true.
Oh, well. I'll be a marshmallow. Someone's going to love this big old fluffy marshmallow.
I know that's right.
Okay.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Somebody gonna love it, baby. And don't and if you have to, I feel like if you have to do different things to impress people, like a person that you're trying to talk to, you then that's not the person for you. You know, you shouldn't have to change who you are to impress nobody. They should be impressed just by who you are. That's just
right. I'm right, Casey. And you know, I want you to do a show on abuse at some point.
On abuse?
On abuse. You know why I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because...
Well, I don't have to do another show on abuse. We just did about 2 months ago. We just did one, but I think we need to have another one. I just think people just don't learn. They just don't understand that abuse is not good. You know, I mean, no matter of fact, let's make that a topic for tomorrow. Abuse. Let's make that domestic abuse. Let's make that a topic for tomorrow, because that's definitely before we even go into that tomorrow, I'm definitely gonna say about that. You should be with nobody that hits you. You should be with nobody that abuse you mentally, physically. Some people, you know what? Some people can abuse you financially too. They can abuse you in so many different ways that, you know, like, a person does not deserve that at all. We're going to stay tuned for that discussion tomorrow, because that's going to be a very good topic, and I think a lot of people are going to tune into that one, because that's definitely something that a lot, especially in our, like, in our, the lesbians, we go through that a lot. Especially, you know what I'm saying, it is not just the studs that are beating on the fans. It's some of you pussy fibs with these stilettos and be beating on studs too. And y'all need to hear it, because it's not right. It's not right to be doing that. And we're definitely going to have a discussion on that. I think that's going to be a good topic for tomorrow.
Yes, and some of us have a testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you know what? I think everybody has a testimony for that, though.
Yes.
Everybody have a testimony for that. I think everybody has something to bring to the table for that discussion. You know what I'm saying? Because that's definitely not cool.
And the thing about it is, no one is exempt. No one is exempt from it. And no form of abuse is acceptable.
Yep.
No form of abuse is acceptable. Okay?
That's right. Especially mental and physical. Those two are the ones that, you know, that hurts the most. especially when you are in a situation where you thinking somebody loves you wholeheartedly and love you unconditionally. I'm here to tell you that anyone that has to put their hands on you, anybody that has to toy with your mind, anybody that have that does not treat you like the butterfly that you are, that is not love. They have to hit you or they have to make you feel bad about yourself or they talk to you any kind of way, that's not love. No, let me tell you something, love should never hurt.
Never.
In no form or no type of form. Love should never hurt. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, if you definitely have a testimony about that, about abuse in any kind of way, it doesn't have to be in a relationship.
Sure doesn't.
You could be going through abuse with anything. Like, some people have abuse in the family, have family abuse that they're going through. Some people have abuse in a school system. Some people are dealing with it in their relationship. Some people are even dealing with abuse with their own children. Now, you know that that's a big one, too.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Spousal, parental, it comes in all forms, believe me.
That's right.
And it hurts because it's not something that you expect out of a person.
That's right.
Especially when this person has been so kind and so generous and so sweet. And then turns around and hits you and belittles you and degrades you and tells you that you're nothing and treats you as if you're nothing. And the sad part is some people have nowhere else to turn at that present moment. So it has to become acceptable. And then a person falls into that battered wife syndrome when that person's not even your wife. It was just a close friend. Yes, I'm giving part of my testimony right now because I have no shame. It was nothing that I did. And I'm a 272-pound, big, cock diesel, strong-ass woman. But when you're in the middle of nowhere and all you have is that person, and you put all of your faith and trust in that person, and that person belittles you and degrades you and beats you when you're sleeping, come on. Whew. And I reconnected with her. She was an old friend from online. So that goes to tell you something. Beware of the emotional rapist online.
Amen.
I hope you have another caller.
Guess what? I think this conversation has gotten people to want to talk. So what I'm going to do, Susan, I'm going to go down the line and get these next callers in before time is up. Don't go nowhere, though, because if we got time, I'm coming back to you.
I always stay here. Come on. Go ahead. Muted. Muted.
All right, Susan, baby. I'll be right back with you. All right? Stay tuned.
All right. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you. All right. Area code 817-716-9. Topic is we're talking about online dating, the pros and the cons of it. What is your take on that, 817-716?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm speaking because I'm at work now.
Uh-oh, don't get in trouble.
No, I'll be real quick. I did online dating back in the day when I was much younger, in my early 40s. It was a squash. She said she had her own business, that she helped a nonprofit organization. Helping women. Come to find out, she was actually a participant. They helped her. She came to visit me and stuff and wanted to sign a job. And she got up to get dressed, came downstairs with wife beater shirt on and 10 gold chains. Like, oh, no, this is not going to work. So moving forward, I'm in my 50s, and I personally, online dating doesn't work for me because I'm not going to move. and they're not going to move in. I just believe in dating now. I don't believe in just shacking up real quick. You don't get to know a person. Even though that person is in another state and I'm in another state, we're talking, it's a lot of miscommunication with words. I need to see that person's eyes and expression. I need to meet that person's friends and meet some of their family members. You can't get all that online.
Right.
And granted, you're online dating for a whole, say, 6 weeks, 6 months. Then all of a sudden you're going to move in. That's not enough time. You don't know that person.
Right.
So for online dating, for me, it does not work. I don't believe in it anymore. I used to, but not anymore. And that's just my take. You got to go back to work.
Well, I thank you so much for tuning in. She's on radio, and definitely I agree with you on that one. And definitely tune in tomorrow, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you so much. All right, area code 804218. Tonight's topic is the pros and cons of online dating. Talk to me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm just great, just great. Well, I personally wasn't really interested in online dating. Been there, done that, and had a few bad ones. But most recently, I've been dating someone through Facebook for 8 months now, and we're going stronger and stronger every day. So there is still some good people out there, but you do have to get to know the person, go visit. And I do agree with the last caller, meet families and stuff like that, and which I spent my whole Christmas with her, and I enjoyed myself. So there are still some good people out there, and you just have to have faith and believe in giving second chances to people because they've been through things that you've been through as well. And that's it.
And I believe you. I believe you now that you put it that way. Because, you know, my whole mind frame has been on, you know, mean women. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Facebook hasn't been that bad to me. But that downlink, I don't know if anybody has heard about downlink.
Oh, God. Mm-mm.
I have met like three
it.
Or four women off downlink, and each one of those women tried to kill me physically. I'm not talking about kill me mentally or any kind of other way. We're talking about kill me physically with knives and brooms and throwing me down.
Yeah.
I'm talking about trying to kill Casey. You hear me? Wouldn't be no shoes on or nothing. They tried to kill me, right? Huh? And that's all
my
I remember. Like, oh, no, I don't ever want to meet nobody online again. But that's kind of normal. You know what I'm saying? Better when you've been through a bad situation or something like that. But it takes a person like you to come through and help me because now I'm not going to feel that bad anymore. I might give somebody a chance, you know.
Yeah, give them a chance, get to know them, fill them out. As long as they keep open communication and they tell the truth and, you know, don't lie about stuff. Be honest. If you think that person is not going to appreciate you for what you're telling them, then you don't need to be with them.
Right.
So, love is still out there, everyone. Hi. All righty. You keep your head up, Casey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you have a nice night, sweetheart.
You too.
All right, ladies, that definitely concludes the She's On Radio for tonight. It's definitely 11:30, and you know what that time means. It's time for us to get our stuff packing and get to going. But I'd like to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. I definitely want to encourage you all to go to www.sheson.org, get involved in the community. You know, we have a very nice online community for lesbians. If you don't know about it, get to know about it. We have a new club night called Fridays at She's On. Yes, 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 yes. Fridays at She's On, 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. It definitely goes down every Friday. If you don't know about the Valentine's Day edition of She's On, we're definitely going to have a big show. 10 studs putting on for the fams and one film putting on for the studs. And out of those people, you know, the boss herself, Pretty P, will be in the building. Y'all already know, if you was at She Pride 2012, you already know how Pretty P puts it down, okay? So definitely, definitely want to encourage you all to come out to that. And that's on February 15th, 2013. And if you haven't gotten your tickets for She Pride 2013, you definitely want to get it. I'm not going to tell you the surprises that I have in store for you all for this year, but all I'm going to say is those tickets will sell out. You definitely want to be in the building for that. That's all I'm going to say about She Pride 2013, girl. And if you definitely, you know, She's On, always need support, you know, we do have a link on our Facebook where you can go and donate to She's On, a penny a day. A penny will help us. We don't care if you give us 1.5 cents, okay? No donation is big. No donation is small. We definitely love you all, and thank you all for tuning into She's On Radio. Y'all have a nice night, and see y'all later.